TC Minneapolis St. Paul, FM 107.5, K298CO, Minneapolis, Intelligent Radio.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The government is set to release a September jobs report a little late next week.
The Labor Department will release its numbers on September hiring and unemployment next Thursday, a month and a half late, marking the beginning of the end of a data drought caused by the 43-day federal government shutdown. The statistical blackout meant that the Federal Reserve, businesses, policymakers, and investors have largely been in the dark about inflation, job creation, GDP growth, and other measures of the U.S. economic health since late summer. Keith Peters, Washington.
President Trump backing away from some of his tariffs after too many people complained about higher prices at the moment for a number of items that involve international shipping, including beef imports, coffee, tropical fruit, and other conveniences. It was a rough day to end the week on Wall Street for the Dow on Friday. It was down 309 points. This is SRN News.
So, the DFL burned through an $18 billion surplus like it was Tim Walz horking down a pronto pup at the state fair. The state's heading for a deficit, and that means taxes, and that means, hello, things gotta change. Tune in for One Surplus Left in Minnesota, the surplus of hope, truth, and fun on the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Since 2004, the home of truth on Twin Cities Weekend Radio. Listen to me, Brad Carlson, Sundays 1 to 3 p.m., part of the Northern Alliance Radio Network on AM 1280, The Patriot.
JTR, JTR, roofing and siding, that's who we are.
Fall is here, and that means your home has to be ready for whatever winter brings. Roofs starting to show wear, siding that won't stand up to another storm, gutters clogged with leaves, or windows letting in the draft? That's when you call JTR Roofing. The team homeowners have trusted for years. They're not there to upsell you. They're there to give you honest advice, clear communication, and craftsmanship that lasts. No pressure, no gimmicks, no surprises. Protect your home this fall before the snow flies. Trust the company built on honesty and hard work. Schedule your free estimate today at jtrroofinginc.com and see why more homeowners are saying, glad I called JTR. That's jtrroofinginc.com. Again, jtrroofinginc.com. That's jtrroofinginc.com.
JTR, JTR, roofing and siding, that's who we are.
Hey, it's Mike Gallagher, host of the Mike Gallagher Show. I don't mess around when it comes to saving you money. Right now, rates have dropped to the lowest level in over a year and a half. That means if you bought your home or refinanced in the last 3 years, you could be saving hundreds of dollars every month. Lower your rate, lower your monthly payment, even kick that pesky PMI to the curb. And get this, you can skip 2 full months of mortgage payments. But that's not all. Fellowship Home Loans just rolled out something incredible. Their very own HELOC and lines of credit. Approval in just 5 minutes. Money in your account in as little as 4 days. It's the easiest system you've ever used. You can do it yourself online. Whether you want to pay off bills, tackle a home project, cover education, or even a wedding, Fellowship Home Loans makes it simple to leverage the money that's already sitting in your house. Just go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G, fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G, or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending guided by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, equal housing lender, NMLS number 819382.
In the new movie Call Sign Courage, Space Force Commander Matt Lohmeyer stands up against woke Marxist ideologies threatening our military.
Inclusion and equality are what's important to us.
Share your pronouns in your email. Initiate difficult conversations about racial and gender barriers.
Lethality matters, merit-based selection and promotions matter, and your ideology doesn't matter one bit.
He told a story from inside out that nobody really had ever heard.
You strip merit out of the picture and people don't know whether they earned the badge. I think everyone gets an award.
You know, he needs to shut up and get his pension.
Race identity politics, critical race theory, white fragility, your white guilt, your white supremacy.
But he knew that if he didn't speak up, no one else was going to speak up.
We need lethality in the military, period.
The career officers kicked him out, and then President Trump put him in charge of solving the problem.
We're not going to get better than him.
Don't miss Call Sign Courage, the Matt Lohmeyer story. Watch it now or buy the DVD at salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.
Cable news. Noisy, out of touch, on repeat. Tired of all the lookalikes? So are we. Salem News Channel is here to change the game. Streaming 24/7, free on your TV, with the greatest collection of conservative voices. Home to Dinesh D'Souza, Andrew Wilkow, Brandon Tatum, and more. Like you, we say what's wrong and what's right. unfiltered, and unapologetic. Salem News Channel. We're the answer to the mainstream media. Learn more at snc.tv.
Where you live is pre-recorded and paid for by New Concepts Management Group.
The following program was pre-recorded, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
It's time now for Where You Live with Gene Sullivan, the show that deals with the news and events that affect you the most. Whether you rent or own, live in an HOA, a single family home, or an apartment building, Gene will tackle the issues right where you live. So, here's the original Man of Steel, Resolve himself, who stands for truth, justice, and the association way. Here's Gene Sullivan.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Where You Live. It's great to have you take time out of your busy Saturday to join me here on Where You Live. We've got a great show for you today, as always. Before we get going, I got to say hey to the man that makes it happen, Aaron Shaw. Aaron, it's good to be with you.
Always good to be with you, Gene. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Better than I deserve, as someone would say, and I like that.
I like that, too.
Yeah. Before we get started with the show, we've, of course, just in the last couple of weeks have come away from elections, election time, as we do every year. And it's interesting, as former President Barack Obama said, elections have consequences. With who we elect to govern us.
Yes, they do.
And I'm looking at a story in the New York Post here. Apparently in New York, because they have a lot of rent control, and we'll be talking about that today on the show later on here. It says that New York City is trying to offer landlords who have unrentable apartments some serious cash. They're happy to give them up to $50,000 to refurbish their apartment and get it back on the market. And the only problem is nobody is wanting to take them up on it. And they said, and part of it is because if you go with their program, the city's the city says that they would require that you control the rent and at about $1,200 a month. And I can tell you that rental prices, I think, are higher than that here in the Twin Cities, let alone a place like New York City.
$1,200 a month, that's 2001 throwback prices.
Yeah. So that would be great to find a nice 2-3 bedroom apartment for $1,200, just by saying the government getting involved isn't going to make it happen, and nobody's biting. And they still have issues. Well, we're going to be talking a little bit more about some of the differences between the Big Apple and the Mini Apple that we have here. It is time for us to begin with property management in the news. Property management in the news is brought to you by the HOA Leadership Network. HOA leaders, there's an educational association that is designed just for you. It's the HOA Leadership Network. Its mission is to connect and support HOA leaders with education, collaboration, and research. The HOA Leadership Network offers live chapter meetings at 4 locations: Eagan, Maple Grove, Oakdale, and Bloomington. Coming up in November and December, you'll learn more about property management, HOA insurance issues, and much more. For the chapter schedule and to join, remember it's free. Visit them on their website, www.hoaleadershipnetwork.com. Before we begin our first story with property management in the news, I'd like to welcome back to the show Vice President and co-founder of the HOA Leadership Network, Mr. Mark Foster. Mark, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Gene. Happy Saturday on what's been just a beautiful weather week here in Minnesota. Always good to be with you.
Yes, good to be with you, too. I've been happy to have this opportunity to have you on because you guys just finished HOA Day 2025. And that was kind of a big doings. So tell our listeners, how was the turnout?
Well, the turnout was fantastic. We had HOA Day, our third annual now, hard to believe, but we're 3 years into this giant annual event, which is really designed to be a great thank you for all of the volunteers of HOA board leaders from across the metro area. The turnout was great. You know, a year ago, we had about 175 board members attend. Gene, you were one of our featured speakers last year. This year, we had a new set of speakers, and we about doubled the attendance. So we had about 300 people milling around the Ames Center in Burnsville. It was just a terrific event.
Good. That's great to hear. Now, let me ask you, with everything that you heard, what was one or two of the biggest takeaways you left with from that event?
Well, I think what's always striking, and it's one of the reasons why the HOA Leadership Network exists, is we're obviously very pro-education, and we recognize the need for HOA leaders who, you know, come from a variety of backgrounds. These are people who volunteer to be on their board and run to be on their board because they care about their property values. They care about what's going on their properties. And they come from a variety of demographics, from young to senior like me. And I think that we really understand the need for educating them on everything from, you know, board governance issues, financial fiduciary responsibilities, of which there's a very enormous responsibility for these board leaders, and, you know, upcoming HOA reform legislation. We talked a little bit about that. We talked about board responsibilities and duties, and also the rights and responsibilities of homeowners. So it was a great event that really focused on those fundamentals.
Okay, that's great to hear. Now, you talked about the legislature in January. Our legislature is going to be back in session. What do you think that's going to mean for HOAs in our state this year?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll trade my crystal ball for your crystal ball, Gene. You know, Lynn Bergerhoff, the founder of the network, and I have tried to clean the crystal ball as much as we can to see what's ahead. It's tough to know. This year was, you know, as we all know, a little bit messy. There was a lot of discussion about HOAs and about how to provide even more legislation on top of existing legislation. You know, HOAs in Minnesota are governed not only by their governing documents, but by, as you know, by MCIOA legislation. So this would be more legislation on top of that. And we think that it's likely going to be a reset in that whatever ended up in the Senate at the end of the session in was it May or June, I forget, that it could likely reset to where they started back in February. And all of those negotiations and all of the reform that kind of happened through the course of the legislative, you know, sausage making, if you will, it is likely to be thrown out. And so they may restart. I mean, that's conjecture at this point. We know that there's been a lot of, you know, meetings already, some work group sessions on this behind the scenes. So we're going to be keeping our eye on it because, you know, again, we are very pro-education, less legislation. We think that education should be a big part of what board leaders should really be faced with. You know, states like Florida require that board leaders go through some sort of CE, continuing ed, or orientation. That's not required and hasn't been required. That's one thing that we really would like to see in this next set of of legislation.
Yeah, and I think, Mark, to me, it would go more than, or it should go more than the HOA leaders. That's certainly a start. There almost ought to be something that the homeowner, the member of the association, ought to go through because, as you know as well as I do, a lot of HOAs are really run pretty well by the HOA leaders. They're responsible people that do a pretty good job. Sometimes it's the expectations or unreasonable expectations sometimes of members when they buy into this thing called the HOA that makes everything get into the news media that we see.
Yeah, no question. You know, our network is really, you know, set up so that not only just board leaders, but homeowners themselves, to your very point, can be educated on these topics. I think a lot of people, you know, how many people actually read their mortgage documents, you know, whether in an HOA or not? I mean, not very many people do. Certainly anybody coming into an HOA probably isn't reading their governing documents. And I mean, I have to admit, I didn't really read mine until I got on the board, which I'm still on here in Lakeville. So I think that there should be education on both sides of the spectrum. When you look at some of the issues that are coming up around the nation, and Minnesota's faced with many of the same issues, if you look at our blog on our website at hoalnet.com, we have a blog, and you know that, Gene, we track a lot of these HOA issues, and a lot of them are born out of residents not really understanding the rules. So it really, it does cut both ways. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Mark, thanks for giving us a quick update with how HOA Day 2025 went, and appreciate you taking time to be on the show today.
Yeah. Thanks, Gene. Always great to join you.
Okay, folks. That's Mark Foster, Vice President, co-founder of the HOA Leadership Network. We're going to be talking next now in property management in the news. You know, I was mentioning it at the top of the show, the first Tuesday of November every year is when we hold elections. Now, of course, this year was an off year. Not many consider that as important as in other years with the reelection of races. However, one of the things that has been something I've noticed is how in Minnesota, and especially in Minneapolis, we've been kind of proud to be referred to as the Mini-Apple. You have New York City, the Big Apple, and then the Mini-Apple. And there are some similarities with some of the things that both cities have faced when it comes to affordable housing. We're going to talk about that in just a moment, but we need to take a break right now. So don't go away. We'll resume on the other side of these messages here on AM 1280, The Patriot.
Setting the standard in association management. That's New Concepts. Their professional staff is dedicated to top-notch customer care. This dedication has made them the leader at providing services to housing associations and homeowners. Your association may be looking for help with administration, consulting, financials, public relations, or vendor management. With over 140 years of combined experience, New Concepts is prepared to help you with all of your association needs, whatever they may be. New Concepts also offers construction, remodeling, maintenance, home staging, and real estate services. For all your association management or homeowner needs, call New Concepts. You can reach them at 952-922-2500. That's 952-922-2500. Or online at newconceptsgroup.com. newconceptsgroup.com. New Concepts, setting the standard in association management and providing innovations beyond.
Each Veterans Day, we pause to honor the incredible service and sacrifice of our veterans. Master Spas of Minnesota brings that same commitment to excellence into your backyard. Now through Sunday, save thousands on all our luxury spas, including the Michael Phelps Signature Series of hot tubs and swim spas. These are our deepest discounts ever. Details at masterspas.com. Experience the best in hydrotherapy. Michael Phelps Signature Spas offer patented features like the stress relief neck and shoulder seat, and the powerful Wave propulsion system for a smoother, deeper swim experience. It's the perfect blend of fitness, recovery, and pure stress-melting relaxation. There's no better time to invest in your well-being. Don't miss your opportunity for the season's biggest savings. Master Spas of Minnesota. Visit our showrooms in St. Louis Park or Woodbury, or shop the entire collection online. Find your relief at our Veterans Day sale. Shop Michael Phelps Signature Swim Spas at masterspas.com.
If you're an HOA board member with a desire to stay on top of HOA issues, now's your chance to join the fastest growing education association in Minnesota, the HOA Leadership Network. Our mission is to support HOA leaders through education, collaboration, and research. There are four chapter locations in the metro area. Membership is free and meetings are monthly. For the schedule near you and to join, visit HOALeadershipNetwork.com.
It's never too early to consider your goals and refine your vision for retirement. I'm Carol Sullivan, a Thrivent financial professional, and I'm here to help you create a strategy that reflects your priorities. I can help you assess your needs and determine the right next steps for your unique situation. Call 952-484-3110 to get started.
Licensed agent producer of Thrivent Financial. Marketing for Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Registered representative of Thrivent Investment Management, Inc. Thrivent.com/disclosures.
Missed the Saturday dance. Heard they crowded the floor. Couldn't bear it without you. Don't get around much anymore.
Welcome back. This is Where You Live. I'm Gene Sullivan, broadcasting to you each week here on The Patriot. Thanks for taking time to be with me on the show today. Before we talk about it, it's a very interesting article that was in Axios Twin Cities about 2 weeks ago. And we'll get to that in just a moment. Want to give a shout out, though, to a great sponsor of our show, and that would be Western Alliance Bank. You know, with Western Alliance Bank, they know that your association banking needs are unique. At Western Alliance Bank, they offer tailored banking, lending solutions to help your communities thrive. It's all delivered by expert bankers who work exclusively with community associations and their management company. Turn to the experts for customized technology, deposit solutions. Visit them on their website at WesternAllianceBank.com, Western Alliance Bank, member FDIC. Before we get back to our topic, let's also take a minute to hear from the Community Associations Institute. Here is the CAI Minute.
Are you a member of the Community Associations Institute? For nearly 40 years, CAI has provided education and resources to volunteer homeowners who govern community associations and the professionals who support them. Visit CAIonline.org to learn more. The address again is CAIonline.org. CAI helps community associations board members by providing online resources, in-person training, and hard copy publications written by association management experts. CAI offers community managers professional development, networking opportunities, and a certification program that is established as the industry standard nationwide. Minnesota has its own chapter of the Community Associations Institute to bring resources and tools from community associations around the country right to your home. Visit www.cai-mn.com to learn more and become a member of CAI today. Your community and management company will benefit from your involvement. Join the Community Associations Institute today at cai-mn.com and click on membership.
I'd like to concede, of course, is the idea or notion that I really do believe most politicians want the same thing for you. They want your life to be affordable. Okay? But we need to ask ourselves, how are we going to get there? What's going to work? What won't work? And, you know, are we going to be realistic with our metrics, with what we've done? A lot of what we've talked about on this show, of course, has been big government. And there is, after a while, when we go to government over and over again saying, we've got a problem, you've got to fix it. They get to see themselves as sort of the savior, and they want to butt in all parts of our life. And so government then just gets bigger and bigger. I remember it was Ronald Reagan who said, you know, the nine worst words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. And we need to say, what's going to work? You know, and as I mentioned also that, you know, here in Minnesota and Minneapolis, we refer to Minneapolis as the mini apple in sort of a fun reference to the big apple being New York. But there are a lot of just real crazy big government ideas that that city has had. And things aren't working. We just talked about it. You have rent control. Getting government to control a lot of things in our life won't necessarily get us where we want to go. Okay? We need to ask, what will work? What is going to work? I can tell you what isn't going to get there, and that is to begin to start emulating other big cities, but that's what some of our local politicians here have wanted to do. One of those people was candidate Omar Fateh, who was running for mayor of Minneapolis, and I'm glad he didn't win. Because I think he had a terrible idea. There was this article in Axios, caught my eye, said mayoral candidate's idea to fill empty commercial real estate. What's his idea? Tax landlords. That's right. He saw that if you wanted to, get rid of empty vacancies in commercial properties, tax the landlord. That'll take care of it. And you go, what in your mind brings you to this idea? And apparently, in reading the article, Mr. Fateh saw that in his mind that with commercial property, which, by the way, they say in Minneapolis proper, 30% of commercial property is vacant, 30%. That's a real high vacancy rate, okay? And all you have to do is drive around Minneapolis, and how many places do you see just aren't open for business? You don't see retail centers open like you used to, okay? He saw all of this as happening because he thought that there were landlords, people who were purchasing real estate, that were involved in real estate speculation. And so what they wanted to, and so his idea is they're buying the property, and then they're not going to put anybody in it. They're not going to fill it. They're going to leave it vacant. Why? Because somehow there's going to be a gentrifying of the community, a rapid redevelopment. When that happens, bang, now we can put a little money into it. Now we can ask a lot higher rents than we ever have before. And so he thought that landlords were sitting on vacant property because they were waiting for a bigger payday. Okay. For Fateh, he said commercial vacancy was the cause of blight in the city. That this vacancy was also the reason for crime rising in Minneapolis. For Minneapolis not being a vibrant community. Do you believe that? I don't. I think just the opposite is true. You know, we've had politicians who have demoralized and defunded the police for quite some time. We know that numbers of those that used to be on the police force are down and continue to be that. We keep hearing about politicians who talk about, well, we want to put money in law enforcement, but it's in people who are going to be counselors, not police officers. And we wonder why crime is rising. If you have crime that you're not taking and getting under control, how many times have you looked in the news media to find small groups of people that would go into retail shops and there would be five or six, and all of a sudden, what do? They just grab and run. And they get away with thousands of dollars worth of goods. We see that happening over and over again. And when we don't have the police funded properly, when we don't allow them to be able to do their job, and we wonder why there isn't a vibrant commerce, retail going on, I don't think it's speculation. I think it has to do with some vital, fundamental things that government is supposed to do, and that whether it's local government, state, or federal. One of the most important things that government is charged with, and that is to protect their citizenry and to not let things get out of hand, not let things get to be like the wild, wild west. Well, we're going to talk about this idea. What do you think of it? If you want to get rid of vacancies, what you need to do is just tax the landlord. Is that a great idea? Is that going to help? Will that work? We'll talk about that and more. But we're going to take another break. Don't go away. We'll be back with Where You Live after these messages.
Hello, this is Jeannie Sigler from Extreme Exteriors. We are a trusted family-owned business that provides expert inspections and installation of roofing, siding, decks, gutters, windows, and more. For over 20 years, Extreme Exteriors has serviced single and multifamily home exteriors. Visit us on the web at xtremeexteriors.com or give us a call at 763-441-1334. We're here for all your home exterior needs.
Join Gene Sullivan each week on Where You Live, where he takes on... Gene, who do you take on anyway?
Maniacal landlords, slippery renters, overbearing HOA boards, demanding homeowners. Oh, and the legislative lunacy brought on by local politicians wanting to fix everything for us.
It's a common sense perspective on the news and stories that affect you the most, right where you live. Join Gene Sullivan every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1280, The Patriot.
This fall, the choice for your child's education just got easier with Twin Cities Tuitions. Heritage Christian Academy, Hand-in-Hand Christian Montessori Academy, and Good Shepherd Lutheran School in Burnsville still have vouchers available for fall enrollment, giving your family the opportunity to experience high-quality Christian education for half of the cost. Don't miss out. Call the station now or visit TwinCitiesTuitions.com for more details. Twin Cities Tuitions, making Christian education affordable.
My friend was thinking about suicide, so he called 988.
I was really struggling, so I texted 988.
I didn't know where to turn, so I reached out to 988.
The 988 Minnesota Lifeline offers free 24/7 confidential support from trained local staff. If you're in crisis or just need to talk, call or text 988 or chat at 988lifeline.org. Paid for by Mental Health Minnesota, aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
At CIT, we understand that in life, change is the only constant. For over 100 years, we've helped customers like you gain the financial flexibility you need to adapt to change. Whether you're building your business or your savings, we know that each day presents a new opportunity to turn your potential into financial strength. That's tomorrow thinking, empowering you to bank like you. Learn more at CIT.com. Member FDIC.
Join Gene Sullivan each week on Where You Live, where he takes on...
Gene, who do you take on anyway?
Maniacal landlords, slippery renters, overbearing HOA boards, demanding homeowners. Oh, and the legislative lunacy brought on by local politicians wanting to fix everything for us.
It's a common sense perspective on the news and stories that affect you the most, right where you live. Join Gene Sullivan every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1280, The Patriot.
Yeah, what a great idea. If we want to get rid of vacancy, let's just tax the landlord. When I read that article, I couldn't have thought of a more ridiculous idea. But it's being promoted, not just here in Minneapolis, but in other big cities. And we'll talk about that in a moment and find out, more importantly, how's it working for them? Okay. But folks, welcome back. This is Where You Live. I'm Gene Sullivan. And before we get back to that article, let me share with you about a few special resources that we have for you. Go to our website at newconceptsgroup.com. There you're going to find a number of things. For example, there's a preferred vendor directory. We have over 55 categories, everything an HOA is looking for in products and services. It's great, especially if you're a self-managed HOA. Maybe you're looking for a quote in managing your homeowner association. Maybe it's in managing a rental property. Or maybe you just want to connect with me because you've got an issue or question you want me to tackle on the show. Maybe you have a story that you say, hey, this needs to be shared. My contact information, past podcasts of the show, that and more, all at newconceptsgroup.com. And remember, if you ever miss hearing Where You Live Saturdays at 10, remember, the Patriot always plays an encore airing of Where You Live every Sunday evening at 5 p.m. right here on AM 1280, The Patriot. So let's get back to this idea, okay, from the mayoral candidate, Omar Fateh. Didn't win. Glad he didn't with ideas like this. I don't see how they're going to work. His idea, if the property has been vacant for more than 6 months, tax the landlord. As if vacancy is what the landlord wants. No, I understand you want to penalize behavior you don't want to see. In this case, you're trying to encourage something. You're trying to encourage vibrancy. You're trying to encourage a commerce that is working and available. Okay, and so you've got to you don't penalize it. This is clearly someone who does not understand business. I don't know of any landlord that owns a property, doesn't matter whether it's residential or commercial, that they want to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars, only to have an income-producing money machine that ain't bringing in any money. And that's what real estate is. It can be a money machine if it's done right. You're providing a crucial service to someone else, and you're providing them something that they couldn't buy and purchase on their own, and you are helping out the economy, you're helping out business, you're helping someone live and have a home. Landlords don't want vacancies. You don't buy property to have vacancy because you don't make any money when nobody's in it. The idea of speculative buying of real estate, yes, that has gone on from time to time. But this Mr. Fateh had no idea of really what are the metrics that are to take a look at when you want to take a look at a vibrant community. Let me quote from Alan Malik, who's a senior fellow at the Center for Community Progress, which is an organization that studies properties and vacancies. And he was quoted in this Axios article as saying, real estate speculation is and always has been the exception, not the rule. Did you hear that? Real estate speculation, which is the idea that you're going to buy a property and you sit on it for a while. Now, that may work for undeveloped land, okay? I've seen that happen. But you don't buy a commercial building and say, I'm going to just sit on it for years. It costs a lot of money. You pay a lot of money in taxes, in upkeep. With that, bringing in no money at all, that's not going to happen. He said, and I believe him, that real estate speculation does take place, but it's the exception, not the rule. He went on to say vacancies are driven, why? Because of a weak demand for retail space. And that's what I want us to take a look at today. Supply and demand, a free market. That's how you take care of something. It's really a simple idea when you get down to it, don't you think? How do you create incentive for someone else? Do you create an incentive by rewarding or penalizing? If I have a sales force, I used to be a real estate broker, I would reward my sales force for bringing in sales. I wouldn't penalize them for not. If you want something, you incentivize it. If you don't want something, yes, then you penalize it. And what you're doing is the exact opposite. You don't penalize in something like this. For someone like this mayoral candidate, Omar Fateh, he was grasping at straws in a chance to get elected in a major metropolitan area like the Twin Cities, like in Minneapolis. He told Axios, we must think creatively about big ideas to meet the moment. That was his big idea? To make it a more vibrant retail commerce with commercial building, you just tax, penalize landlords for vacancies. Now, he said that his idea came from San Francisco. There you go. I don't know why we in the Midwest here think that there's a lot of great ideas that necessarily come from either the East or West Coast, but we always do, don't we? We look at California, we look at New York, and if whatever is happening there seems to trickle down here in politics just a few years later. Although we have the ability with being able to see some hindsight on what their actions have done or not done according to their intentions. And San Francisco has had that in place. But I don't know that this Mr. Fateh was even asking, how is it working for him? In this Axios article, which came out just a few days before the final, before the election, a couple weeks ago, they were asking him, how would this work? Can you give us some details about how this is going to get rid of vacancies on commercial property? What was his response? It was, it would be irresponsible of me to commit to details about how my proposal would work. What? It would be irresponsible to commit to details? You're not committing to details, number one, because you don't have any, and you have no idea how it works. But you just talk a big game saying, you know, we must think creatively about big ideas to meet the moment. What a bunch of hooey. It would be irresponsible to commit to details. I'll tell you what irresponsible is. Not knowing if this thing works. And if you took a look at what's happening in San Francisco, you'd find out, guess what? It's not working. As you can guess, the opposite is true. But for a politician, to be bold is to copy some other harebrained idea from another politician. But nobody's asking, do these ideas work? And why is it all of these ideas require government to be bigger and bigger and to have more control over our day-to-day lives? We're going to talk about this more. I need to take another break, so don't go away. We'll be back with more Where You Live after these messages.
It's never too early to consider your goals and refine your vision for retirement. I'm Carol Sullivan, a Thrivent financial professional, and I'm here to help you create a strategy that reflects your priorities. I can help you assess your needs and determine the right next steps for your unique situation. Call 952-484-3110 to get started.
Licensed agent producer of Thrivent Financial, marketing for Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, registered representative of Thrivent Investment Management, Inc., thrivent.com/disclosures.
Tomorrow brings a brand new day. For your business, for your family, for the promise of new financial opportunity. For over 100 years, CIT has been turning potential into financial strength with the tools, expertise, and agility to bank like your best days are ahead. That's tomorrow thinking, empowering you to bank like you. Learn more at CIT.com. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Angie. Did you know a billboard can save a baby's life? It's true. You can make a difference this holiday by helping us spread the pro-life message to reach those who are struggling with an unplanned pregnancy. Our billboards and ads feature our 800 hotline for help, which connects people to pro-life centers nationwide that can assist with free medical help, baby supplies, and more. Won't you join us in this season of giving? Please make a gift today. Visit ProLifeAcrossAmerica.org. That's ProLifeAcrossAmerica.org.
I appeal to you to fight. I fully recognize not everyone has a fighting nature, but everyone can help fighters. What's wrong is not to do either. If the troops have no supplies, the troops are worthless. This station is a fighter. So there's a very simple way for you to help this station, and that is just patronize their sponsors.
Help us continue to keep the Twin Cities right by supporting the local businesses you hear on this station.
Setting the standard in association management. That's New Concepts. Their professional staff is dedicated to top-notch customer care. This dedication has made them the leader at providing services to housing associations and homeowners. Your association may be looking for help with administration, consulting, financials, public relations, or vendor management. With over 140 years of combined experience, New Concepts is prepared to help you with all of your association needs, whatever they may be. New Concepts also offers construction, remodeling, maintenance, home staging, and real estate services. For all your association management or homeowner needs, call New Concepts. You can reach them at 952-922-2500. That's 952-922-2500. Or online at newconceptsgroup.com. newconceptsgroup.com. New Concepts, setting the standard in association management and providing innovations beyond.
Oh, I bet your toppers are the kids' heart.
Well, I can see the judge's eyes when they handed you the prize. You had the cutest bow. Well, you must have been a beautiful baby. Oh, cause baby, won't you look at you now? Oh, yeah, yeah.
I tell you what, when you have a politician that says, well, it'd be irresponsible of me to give you details of what I'm proposing, then, as one person used to say, you're just a manure salesman with a mouthful of samples. That's what this person, Fateh, was doing when he's talking about or advocating prior to his election, and I'm glad he didn't win. He wanted to tax landlords with empty property because that's how you get rid of vacancies. And, you know, Minneapolis Downtown Council President Adam Dunick said, a tax to penalize property owners who are already struggling to make the math work will not work. We have a long way to go to recover. A tax like this will make that a worse uphill climb. And I couldn't agree with him more. We have politicians who are so convinced that the only way to make life more vibrant, more affordable for people, that I'll tell you what it's not. It's not taxing business creators when they're down. It's not freezing rents. That's what you have with rent control. And he was talking and advocating wanting to see rent control come in a big way in Minneapolis. Stop and think about it. Don't you realize that what we're talking about is affordability. Not the control of what rent is, but what is affordable. And don't you realize that if you talk about rent control, you talk about freezing rent, what are you going to do? You're freezing rent at a point that is an all-time high that's unsustainable. If you want to help people with affordability, you don't freeze an unsustainable cost. You want to bring the cost down. So if you really want to make and create affordability, if you want to unleash the market, what you want to do is you want to see it not tied up. What we're talking about is free market capitalism. You know, prices will go down when there is a lot more supply than the demand for that thing. If you create an opportunity where people can say, hey, I want to get in on this because everybody's making money. I want to make money too. Guess what? You're going to get a lot more people who are going to chase after making money because, and what is that going to do? That is going to increase the supply. And when you increase the supply of something a lot more than the demand, guess what? The consumer, the citizen, is rewarded with lower prices. So why don't we stop talking about rent control? Why don't we stop talking about freezing rents? Let's talk about how do you make something affordable, and you make something affordable by lowering the prices. And all we have to do is take a look at a lot of things that were created initially for people who they thought were just toys for the wealthy, ended up becoming things that everybody has because everybody wanted it. And why did that happen? Because the demand was not as great as the supply. Everybody got involved. Take a look at the automobile. You take a look at the automobile, and the cost of the automobile went down by half in the first 6 to 8 years of it. That's what Henry Ford saw, and it became more affordable for people. But you know what? The same thing happened with cameras. You know, it used to be that for an individual camera, people paid what was the equivalent of $1,200-$1,300, and then that went down. Do you remember, here's an ancient technology, but VCRs. Oh, I remember that the cost of a VCR initially when my kids were small, you'd pay about $2,000 for. Wow. That was in the early 80s. And then after a while, you could buy something to run movies on that was less than $100. Why? Because of supply and demand. You want to let people think, hey, I can make money in this industry too. And when they do, they get involved. And the more people that get involved, the more supply. And that means the demand isn't going to be there. And you, the consumer, win each and every time. Stop and think about it, folks. When government gets involved to help control prices, they only make it worse. Take a look at the airlines. The airlines used to be regulated by the government, but in 1978, it became a regulated industry again. What happened? Take a look at costs of airline tickets from 1978 to today. They're 50% cheaper. Why? You get government out of the way. It's not too dumb of an idea. I'm from the government. I'm here to help. Yeah, that sounds like it is probably kind of scary. We live in a country, if you have a plumbing emergency, think about it. You can get a plumber to come out in an hour in the middle of the night. But we've got government that's in charge of health care, and you have an emergency and go to the waiting room at a hospital, you're waiting hours upon hours even to be looked at. One is regulated, one is not. Government gets regulates certain procedures in health care, like cancer care, hundreds of thousands of dollars. However, they don't get involved with something like elective surgery, like LASIK surgery. And guess what? People have their eyes fixed for a few hundred dollars per eye. When will we learn that maybe the idea of bigger government isn't always going to be the answer? I think if we want to see something unleashed, I think we have an answer, and I think it's going to be in a free open market. I think we need to unleash that and get the government out of the way. Well, I think that's about all that we have for the show today. Folks, I really appreciate you taking time to be a part of this show each and every week. Please remember, if you miss hearing Where You Live Saturdays at 10, you can always pick up an encore airing 5 p.m. on Sundays right here on The Patriot. So have a great rest of your weekend, and we'll see you here next week.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Hello? Hello? Anybody home? Hey, think the fly fish.
Where You Live is paid for by New Concepts Management Group.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Hi, Rhett.
Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Step up your grilling game with our Solaire portable infrared grills. Our Compact Everywhere is a favorite of RVers and trailer pullers. Solaire Infrared provides the quick sear for bar marks and texture needed to properly finish sous vide. Use a portable alongside your larger conventional grill to create an instant sear zone and more juicy and flavorful food. Learn more at BestHotGrill.com. Affordable, powerful, portable infrared grills at BestHotGrill.com.
AM 1280 The Patriot is W.